Ladies and gentlemen, people of the world, listeners of this show, we have a little something to address, okay? And that is, we're just going to cut the shit, and we're going to stop pretending this whole in-the-same-room thing. It's making our lives harder. It's making the show weirder. We're in different fucking places. If you couldn't tell by the Blue's Clues looking widescreen shots.
Amen, brother.
But I think we're just going to cut the shit and stop pretending. But me and Hunter want to make something very clear. We do hate each other. We hate each other so much. We hate each other like to a level that is really unhealthy. And this is our only way
that
to get
true.
It out publicly.
That is true, and I do love when people on the internet can psychoanalyze my friendships with people to such a perfect degree to where I'm like, these have to be trained psychologists. These have to be CIA operatives that just know how to read people like this. So it's very, very intuitive, smart people.
Me and Hunter actually want to congratulate all those smart enough to pick up what we were putting down, which is hate. We fucking hate each other. So
that's true.
Kudos
hey,
to you.
When you're right, dude.
Bingo.
My name is Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch.
I fade.
All right, man. You know, all I've been fantasizing about is getting through that screen and fucking wrapping my hands around your neck, but I guess we'll talk about some things instead.
Yeah, I guess we'll have a civilized conversation.
I got to be honest, man. Every time we get on Zoom, all I think about is just putting a gun to your fucking head.
You know, and that's healthy. That's good. You have to do that.
How do you fantasize about killing me, dude? I want to know so I can be more angry at you.
You know what, dude? I never do. I refuse to.
See, here he goes again, lying.
See, this all I ever think about is just your safety. I don't fantasize about killing you. I fantasize about killing everyone else that's around me except you. Everyone else I hope dies except you, dude. That's how I see our friendship.
Nah, see, this is Hunter. He knows I hate when he lies to me. He's twisting me up. He's just trying to fire me up.
Okay.
Dude, tell us about the favorite city, like your favorite city that you're currently in. Tell us about your experience there.
I am currently in New York at the moment. I'm in Brooklyn, Crown Heights to be exact. Please find me. Please rob me.
Yeah, let's get an address.
Let's get a unit number. Innocence. What is the address to this place, Nick? Do you remember? I don't know. I actually don't want to put that out there in case somebody like firebombs the fucking Airbnb I'm renting. I don't want that evil on me. No, I'm out here just for a week and then I'm heading back. It's been good. I've had good Venezuelan food. And one of my favorite Venezuelan places. I used to live here. Like 6 years ago, so this is the first time I've been back in about 6 years. And I've been walking around with Nick talking as if like I'm a fucking Guido 58-year-old man who like knows the block. I'm like J-Lo right now.
Yeah.
Which actually, speaking of J-Lo, have you seen all the cringe with J-Lo going on right now?
I have, and you know what? Did you watch any of that documentary?
No, I haven't. I want to. I watched her 73 questions on the Vogue. Was it Vogue or was it Architectural Digest?
That was Vogue.
Was it Vogue? Yeah, she did a 73 questions on Vogue and people keep clipping that as well. It's unfucking believable levels of cringe. It's awesome.
I think you will I think you'll love the documentary for the same reasons. It's hilarious. She basically makes like an hour it's not a documentary, dude. It's a vlog. It's like there's no arc to the story. There's no development as a person. It is a vlog with talking head moments. And the amount of people telling her don't do this and the caliber of people telling her don't do this, and she just ignores all of them. It's like the type of blind narcissism you wished you had.
So the documentary is called Halftime, and then she also released a full-blown movie, or is this something different?
Yeah. No, it's the name of the documentary, no, it's on Amazon Prime. And
okay, it's a Prime documentary. Because, yeah, I thought it was all because she did a movie deal with Amazon.
Yes.
Yeah, so then it's a documentary that follows that production, right?
Yes. Yes. It's like, it's hilarious. Fucking, God damn.
Yeah, that's what it is. This is me.
This is me.
Now.
Dude, who is that famous, white lady actress that she did a film with? J-Lo.
I'm trying to think about the last J-Lo movie I saw.
She did this one a while ago.
Early 2000s J-Lo when she was doing Made in Manhattan with Matthew McConaughey?
No, early 2000s Monster in Law with Jane Fonda in like the least, like it was like two steps from I think you need to pull the plug, maybe even one step from that sentence directly. She lets J-Lo know this movie.
How long was her like her music career before her film career? Because all I remember from her music catalog was Jenny from the Block. That's all I remember.
I think, let me go to her Wikipedia right now. She had a couple like legitimate singles that were huge.
Oh, dude, I did try recording a TikTok with Nick, and I deleted it out of pure shame.
To Jenny from the Block?
No. I went to a bodega, and I ordered her order that she says that she gets.
Oh, dude, you didn't keep that?
I didn't keep. I was too embarrassed because the guy, I was like, can I get a ham and cheese on a roll? And he was like, yeah. And I said, I'll have a small bag of chips. And he was like, you can grab one. And I said, I'll have an orange drink. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? He didn't say, what the fuck are you talking about? But I was like, the J-Lo special, right? And he was like, dude, I don't know what the fuck. You could just, I was just ruining this guy's day. I was like, sorry about that. And I just told Nick, I'm like, stop recording. No, I don't think I ate the food. I was too embarrassed.
I think you got to post that. That's too good, man.
It's gone. It's physically removed from the phone. There's nothing left of it.
Okay.
I'd have to. I have to recreate it. It's unbelievable.
That's so good, man. You got. I mean, you're still in New York. You got to give it a round two. It'll blow up, man. You got to do it.
God.
You got to do
it. J-Lo special.
Yeah, J-Lo special. Come on, man. Dude, all of TikTok will be thanking you. Because here's the thing. No New Yorker in their like heart of hearts could like bring themselves to do it. They need an outsider to come in and do like, and you'll be underscoring that what she says is bullshit. If you go, can I get the orange drink? And the guy at the bodega goes, what? Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah. I'm so bad about filming in public and shit, dude. Even like if it's this thing, I don't know how the fuck those little bitches do dances and shit and like Times Square and stuff. I couldn't do it. I can't film in public. Nick will do whatever, and he's always like, "Yeah, just go do it." And I can't. So I don't know. I need to be. Maybe this will be a way to get me out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, man. This is, you know, when you sign up for therapy and they're like trying to urge you to grow as a person, this is what they mean. Go harass people on camera for internet.
Yeah, go use people's jobs as your own form of like cringe comedy content.
Yeah, everyone is a backdrop to you. Bro, so I'm looking up Jenny singles, and I would argue that the biggest singles, yeah, her largest singles were early 2000s, 99. You remember If You Had My Love?
You know that song? No, I'm thinking of, I was thinking of the Spice Girls song, If You Were My Lover. No.
If you were my lover, you gotta get with my friends. No, there was If You Had My Love, that was 99. That was big. Waiting for Tonight, I know you know that song.
How does that go?
Waiting for tonight. Oh. With you.
Dude, I don't think I remember that one. I don't even remember the last one you said.
Oh, maybe it's just a little bit before your time. Yeah, so she's like, yeah, 99s, early 2000s. After Jenny from the Block, none of these, I would say, would.
She needs to pull Beyonce and just do a fucking country album.
Amen.
And then all the queens can yassify everything. You know what I mean?
Headphones off for a moment, folks, because it's time to take a break and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Factor. Life can be so busy, and meal prepping and cooking every single day can get draining. So why not eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals? Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options such as Calorie Smart Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan or Veggie. Also, you can discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Again, you get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with their ready-to-eat meals so you don't have to spend time grocery shopping or cooking. Are you someone who wants gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. And frankly, these meals are nicer than any meal hunter could make. These meals are no fuss, no mess. Factor has eliminated the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You just heat and enjoy the good stuff. Even if you have a busy schedule, you can tailor your food to your schedule. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. You can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. And Hunter especially is celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for Factor's lowest carbon footprint meals. If you're interested, folks, head over to factormeals.com/stretch50 and use code stretch50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code stretch50 at factormeals.com/stretch50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, man. This the Diddy case is heating up, bro. We'll see if Mr. Sean Carter gets roped into it.
Are you saying if he... Sean Carter is P. Diddy, right?
No, Sean Carter is... That's Sean...
What's P. Diddy?
Sean Puffy Combs is
Sean
P. Diddy.
Combs, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Who's Sean Carter?
That would be Mr. Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, that'd be so funny if you found out. Not that his acts would be funny, but I think like if he did that and then that completely derailed Beyonce's country album because she's been like harboring a fucking monster.
The details of the Diddy case are just, they're legitimately insane, and there's so much evidence, and I'm surprised no one on TikTok has like, or maybe I just haven't seen it, but I'm surprised there hasn't been a big viral clip just highlighting all the details. I've seen a couple, but I don't know. I feel like there's other aspects that people would be talking about. But I think what's crazy is, I guess like Ice Cube, I know 50 has always like made jokes about Diddy, but people are digging up all these clips from just radio interviews of different rappers making these like asides about Diddy.
He tried flying out of the country, I think, and then his plane was forcibly landed.
Yeah.
And then he was arrested, which is pretty crazy.
I think they raided his crib because supposedly, and this is like in the court docs, he had cameras in every room of his house against people's like knowledge. So I think he has tons of tapes of people doing like horrible shit.
So you think it's going to be like a Chuck Berry situation kind of thing? You know Chuck Berry?
Yeah.
Johnny B. Good, whatever. He used to put cameras in public toilets and just watch women take shits and pisses. And he just had like an unfathomable amount of tapes. I think they found it after his death. I can't remember. There's also that video of him with, I'm pretty sure it's a prostitute, and he's like pissing on her in the bathtub, and then he like farts like right in her face. And he's like, "Did I fart?" And she says, "Yeah." And he's like, "Yeah, I do that sometimes." Have you seen that video?
No.
That's a real video. I'm not even joking.
That is crazy, dude. That's horny. Yeah. Bill. That's so horny.
It was like a very late in life Chuck Berry too. The video was extremely sad.
Yeah, you gotta like the old guys when they get horny, they're too old to have their filter, and then they just start doing creepy stuff like because they don't know what they're doing anymore.
I wonder how much of it is brain rot or how much of it he was doing during his life. You have to imagine they were dabbling in pee pee and poo poo probably in your life if you end up at that place.
Yeah.
So what? Yeah. So what? Are you saying that I can't listen to the Bad Boy soundtrack right now and listen to Shake Your Tail Feather with Nelly, P. Diddy, and whoever the fuck the third guy was? Because I love that song. And I guess Is he like an Epstein or what did he do?
Yeah. It's pretty much like he's an Epstein. But I'll say Shake Your Tail Feather. First of all, allow me to remind you who the third player and the actual credited artist of the track. Or maybe it is P. Diddy. No. It's Murphy Lee. Loved Murphy Lee from the Lunatics. I think you can still bump Shake Your Tail Feather. Because Nelly is in debt. And Murphy Lee, you know, I know Diddy just probably used him for all he's worth. Diddy's just on this.
He has a verse. He has a full verse that he does.
No, I know, but it's technically Murphy Lee's album, so I think you can listen to "Shake Your Tail Feather."
No, okay, all right.
I think you're good.
Will the mobs come forward and give me that pass so I can still bump the Walmart CD I have that's edited, so there's no bad words.
And I mean, if you listen to it on the Walmart CD, you're not giving streams to Diddy, so like yeah, you're just honoring. True. You're just honoring Murphy Lee as an artist at that point.
I'm just honoring a purchase I made 19 years ago. It's a good song. Don't just tell people. Murphy Lee, Nelly, P. Diddy. What a bop.
What a time. You ever want to go back?
No, hell no. Hell no.
I like how... I would say, Hunter, 80% of the questions I ask you, you answer with no, hell no. I'm thinking I'm going to get some deeper connection to you, and it's always no, hell no. Nah, that shit sucks, man.
You can get closer to me all you want. You can snuggle in as close as you want. I'm just like, I just don't want to go back to 2005. I think I'm going to be A-okay. Like I'm trying to even think about when I would want. I don't think there'd be any time where I'd want to go back.
Yeah.
Even like what they're like with the knowledge you have now, you could be rich. Even like all that bullshit. Like, sure, I'd go back to be fucking wealthy as fuck. But I'm trying to think about like if I actually went back in time. I'm trying to think about a time that I'd actually want to go back. Is it just my lifetime? Is that the only time I can go back?
No, fuck it. Any time.
Trying to think. Fuck it. Nope. No time. I don't give a shit. Yeah, nope.
No, because even, I mean, I agree with that. Because, like, even if you went back as, like, a king, everyone would be sick, you know? There's no showers. Everybody stinks.
I'm just even trying to think about, like, what I would want to see. You know what I mean?
Feudal Japan.
That'd be okay.
Yeah.
I'm a very lackluster person when it comes to, like, actually appreciating the grand scheme of things. I remember I saw the Grand Canyon. I stopped by the Grand Canyon for about 5 minutes. And I was like, there it is. And I walked off.
Yeah.
Big hole, you know? Same with like the ocean, you know? Allison will always say shit like, isn't it beautiful? Like, it's like a big fucking pond. I mean, there are a little bit of waves trickling in. So I don't know. You know what I would do? I would go back and I would just I'd want to just do some like something extremely insignificant, but it would be cool to kind of say that you were there later in life. That way there's no butterfly effect. Like when the first Dave and Buster's opened. Like the first time, and I'm like, this is going to be pretty big. People are like, yeah, I mean, we'll see. And I'm like, no, trust me. It's going to be fucking huge. Congratulations, Dave and Buster. Thank you.
Or you just take it. Do you take it even a little bit more humble than that? Because, you know, you don't want to spoil his journey. So you just, you're like, Dave,
work hard.
Buster, you got a good thing going here.
Seriously proud of you guys. No matter what happens, stay friends.
Stay friends.
No matter what happens, persevere. I love you. Yeah.
Dude.
But now, now my mind's just wrapped around all J-Lo and P. Diddy and stuff, dude. This is, I feel like I feel my mind starting to curdle.
Well, bro, someone was pointing out that a lot of J-Lo's early career was working with P. Diddy. And they were saying, stop trying to make music and just write a book about that. We don't give a fuck about this music or what you did with Ben Affleck. We don't give a shit. Just tell us what happened with Diddy.
Yeah, I know people are, I've seen a lot of stuff about, you can tell like Ben is cringing at the thought of all this stuff. And then people are coming out of the woodwork and being like, don't forget what Ben Affleck did to Jennifer Gardner. And I was like, what the fuck did Ben Affleck do to Jennifer Gardner? I looked it up. Apparently they were like married or dating and he left her for Jennifer Lopez. And all I could think of was, I was like, Jennifer Gardner, where the fuck does that sound so familiar? And I remember as a child, I was repulsed by her. And it isn't because of her looks or anything, but it's because of the movie 13 Going on 30. There's a scene in that movie where Jennifer Gardner is like Mark Ruffalo is like looking at her like, oh, she's so beautiful, whatever. And it's supposed to be that it's her 13-year-old self is in her 30-year-old body. And she is like laughing and twirling and looking at bubbles flying around the air. And I remember there was one time, I don't know if I had food poisoning or what, but I threw up during that scene. And I've just like every time I've seen her, I just think about that time that I fucking like physically projectile vomited during that scene. It's so cringy. I would say that it was probably a mixture of something that I ate, but I do think that that scene was cringy enough to get my gutty works rolling or something like that. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. I think,
and I would not recommend 13 Going on 30. I'm going to put that out there right now.
I was about to say that was another body swap movie, right?
There's too many of them, dude. Well, especially that body swap era. If you're going to go for body swap era shit, just do Freaky Friday, Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis. That's the body swap movie. It's a remake, but it's better than the original. 13 Going on 30 is just unbelievable fucking trash.
Yeah.
What a dog shit fucking movie, dude. Holy fuck. We're watching some of the clip right here. My God.
It's crazy.
I'm getting upset looking at it.
13 Going on 30 came out before Freaky Friday. But no, actually. No, it didn't. I lied to you.
If you're talking, even if that was the case, it's like fucking Freaky Friday. I think the first one was in like the 70s. I think it was like 76.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. And then it's supposed to also be like Mark Ruffalo is the handsome. It's like a younger Mark Ruffalo who still looks like Mark Ruffalo is like his head is like a clay or something. Like he's like an Igor, like a Frankenstein's assistant kind of guy. Kind of has like a weird like, no, it's like more like Hunchback of Notre Dame. Kind of like the fucked up, kind of like half closed eyes. His mouth all like kind of looks like he had like a stroke a little bit. I don't know. Fucking weird looking dude back in the day, especially 13 Going on 30. And his whole motivation in that movie is that he wants to fuck Jennifer Gardner when they were younger, but she ended up being a bitch. But it's like, he was like, well, I used to be fat, but now I'm Mark Ruffalo. And that's his entire thing.
Got it.
And then now we have a full grown woman who has the mind of a child who's like, I want to be with this person. And we're supposed to be on board with this whole roller coaster. And I'm waving my arms and I'm saying, please get me out, is what I'm thinking. Even the way she turns back at the end is so fucking annoying. She's like in a closet crying because she's just like, oh, I'm so rich and successful, but Mark Ruffalo doesn't love me. And she's hitting her head on like these fucking shelves and like glitter falls down on her because apparently she has magic wish glitter in her closet or some shit. And that's how she even changed when she was younger. And then, yeah, she just like wakes up back in the 80s. And I'm like, wow, that's fun.
Yeah, I've never seen this movie. I'm playing a clip.
As soon as you get to the spot, because the whole thing is that Jennifer Gardner is like, she's like an ad agent or something. I don't know why Hollywood movies fantasize about like women in New York who are in like ad agencies or something. And they have like big, like they're like, these are like huge jobs that people want is to make fucking Pepsi commercials or something. And she wants to make She wants to make some kind of catalog for this magazine, or I think she works for a fashion magazine or something. Some Devil Wears Prada bullshit, probably. I can't fucking remember. But Mark Ruffalo is also a photographer. And I'm telling you, dude, when you get to the scene where she's like, oh, it's through the, they do a thing where it's like Big, Tom Hanks, which is pretty much the same movie we're watching here, except in Big as well, Tom Hanks is just, it's like, oh, you know, the innocence of a child really set all of these characters in the movie free. But really, it's just Jennifer Gardner being borderline mentally unwell, like frolicking around Central Park and like throwing bubbles in the air. And she giggles in this way that I'm telling you, dude, should be a crime. It should have never been allowed to be on film and to have sound rolling, mind you. And then for a man to be looking at her and being like, "That this is the one. I think I'm in love." No one would think that. There's no way. I don't give a fuck how big of a fan you are of Jennifer Gardner. You know what's fucked up too? I know I'm getting on a bit of a Jennifer Gardner role here, but the only other Jennifer, as soon as I thought about that, I think the next Jennifer Gardner movie I saw was Juno. Remember Juno?
Yes.
Jennifer Gardner is trying to basically have Juno pop Juno's baby out and take it for her own. And Jason Bateman's like a weird guy who's like kind of flirting with Juno, who's like 14 or some shit. He's playing bass and he's like, "I'm leaving her. I'm leaving my wife." And Juno's like, "What? Don't do that. You're supposed to have my baby."
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. And Jennifer Gardner. And it's fucked up too, because the movie like makes you want to be like, yeah, Jennifer Gardner is a bitch. Right? She's so stuck up and she's like way too, you know, Juno's way laid back, but Jennifer Gardner, she's wound up tight. And it's like, no, she's just like a woman who's like, I just want my baby to be healthy.
Do you think Jennifer Gardner would want a guest on this show?
I would love to have Jennifer Gardner. I'm trying to think of another movie. Is there any other movie I've seen that has Jennifer Gardner in it?
Let's look.
She was in a fucking, you know, she was in.
Did I say Gardner? That's the Jennifer Gardner is different.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Same thing.
No,
it's the fucking
Elektra.
Elektra. Because Daredevil? She was in the Daredevil movie with Ben Affleck as Elektra, and then she was in her own spinoff movie, and it was so bad. I don't think I've seen any other movie though besides those.
Did they make Daredevil when they were dating?
No, I think that he was probably, I don't know, they were probably like fucking each other on set or something. You know, like one of those things where it's like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie on the set of Mr. and Mrs. Smith, they started fucking and threw a wrench in that whole operation.
Yeah.
So I think it was that.
Her operation to adopt 14 Taiwanese kids.
Yeah, she's just like, "Do you want to join me?" He's like, "Well, I don't see why not."
Yeah. Daredevil. What a crime Daredevil. That movie was.
Dude, Daredevil fucking sucked. The only good part of that was like extremely neo-Nazi Colin Farrell. They like all they did was shave his head, but I've never seen a character that looks more racist in my life. And the whole thing is he's just bullseye. He just throws things accurately.
Yeah.
And what's funny is that it's a guy who never misses fighting a man who's blind.
Yeah, dude, he really picked a fucking target.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I feel like you probably could have had a tougher challenge out there. But yeah, let's choose the blind superhero for Bullseye. That's cool.
Dude, I forgot about this character and that fucking... that Bullseye, it just from a distance looks like that neo-Nazi like wavy
symbol. I'm telling
you,
it looks like Charles Manson or some shit from like a distance. It just looks like a fucking Nazi insignia in his head. He looks like a fucking racist. It's so odd. I will say, I forgot the guy. It was John, the guy who plays John Coffey. They casted him for Kingpin.
Yeah.
What the fuck is his name?
Michael Clark Duncan.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Damn it, bro. We should rewatch this. This would be good fucking fodder for the fucking next episode.
Daredevil was fucking terrible, man.
I'm just going to watch clips of Bullseye for the next episode.
Why do I think that there's like a Colin Farrell spinoff with Bullseye too? Maybe there wasn't a full movie or something. I could have swore that character was in something else.
Bullseye? I don't know.
I don't fucking know. It doesn't matter. But
he's attacking another superhero that can't walk. He's just going after all the fucking not able-bodied superheroes.
He's just fighting the fattest man on Earth.
Yeah.
His largest target he could possibly have.
How'd you get the name Bullseye? I killed a 600-pound man with a fucking throwing knife.
I was able to hit the side of a barn. Yeah, no. Man, that Jennifer Garner thing fucked me up. I'm trying to think, too, dude. If I was Ben Affleck, would I choose J-Lo or would I choose Jennifer Garner?
I mean...
probably Jennifer, dude. I talk about Jennifer Garner, I'd be like, let's recreate some of these scenes from 13 going on 30 so I can get them out of my fucking mind. Let's do them right this time.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, okay, that sounds good. You know, I bet she's nice. I bet Jennifer Garner is very nice.
Yeah, I think Jennifer Garner is wifey. And I think J-Lo is like...
insufferable. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. That's not even speculation. You watch that documentary and you're like, holy shit, she does not take advice from anybody.
She looks like somebody who smells... like, she's obviously a very beautiful woman, right? Want to get that out there. But she definitely... I feel like she smells like my grandma. Like an old woman. Like diapers or something. Like
You think J-Lo smells like Depends?
I absolutely 100%. And then it makes no sense. I'll tell you what, though. Every time I see Ben Affleck, motherfucker looks like he's going through it. She must be doing something right because I'm like, why the fuck are you there? He looks like there's another great clip of Ben Affleck. Like he's like opening the door for her and she gets in the passenger seat and the way he shuts the passenger door.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that one.
I love that. I love that clip. You can tell that motherfucker was fighting with her for sure.
It's so funny, honestly, just like, it doesn't matter who you are. Like, I always think it's pretty just funny to observe another couple getting in an argument. It's just, I don't know why. It just makes me laugh.
It's one of the best things. There's nothing I love more than being in public and seeing a couple fight, like screaming at each other. This right here, the amount of times that I've done this with Allison, unbelievable. You're just like, I'm fucking, there's like, my life's over. This bitch has half of my assets. I can't go anywhere in my life. I'm done. There it is. And I have to do that. And it gets better. It gets easier. But I just, that's that kind of defeated, that's that defeated, that shut where you're just like, what the fuck, what did I do, dude? What the hell did I do wrong? That's a man drowning is what that is. That is a man drowning. How many years ago was this? Was this recent or was that?
Nah, man, that was like Tuesday. It's like, I don't know.
Oh, yesterday. So this is super recently. No, it's 10 months ago. No. Okay.
Oh, what's
it say? It's like a year ago. Yeah. I was going to say, I mean, I feel like I've seen clips of them. I feel like I've seen clips of them like this kind of shit many times. Well, I know that the Ben Affleck meme of him like looking like that motherfucker's going through it has been around for a while.
Yeah.
But I know J-Lo too. Holy fuck.
Yeah, man.
I couldn't do it.
You got to watch that doc, man.
I can't wait to have to see a documentary in the future and you're the J-Lo. And like Alina is like the Ben Affleck in there in the documentary. And Alina's like, yeah, I just didn't think that he should do the music video this time. You're like in your home gym in the basement, like rubbing your bald head, whatever.
I like every to shave my this. Head like this. It reminds me
yeah.
of when I was
yeah, every
16,
time I every time I look at this look at myself with this hair, I just makes me think of a boy from Toronto, just like made it out of the hood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be sick. I want you to know that I'm gonna be your blind supporter forever, dude.
You're gonna be my I'm trying to think who was her blind supporter in that film. She legitimately did not. The people getting paid to write her next album. Those were the blind supporters.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that she was her own supporter and she talked to herself like Green Goblin, like Willem Dafoe did in Spider-Man 1.
Nah.
She's like looking at her mirror and she's just like, I think the album isn't doing too well.
Don't even worry about it. The album's great. You're perfect.
She's like having a complete and total fucking mental breakdown going through this documentary. If I ever found out that you were doing a Green Goblin thing and you were like a schizophrenic talking to yourself, I would double down on our friendship. I'd put it all in black.
So you're saying become schizophrenic to turn the tide in our relationship?
No. I think our relationship is fine. I'm just saying that if I found out that you were like a Norman Osborn Green Goblin character who was just like a billionaire and you were having a psychotic meltdown, I probably would not be the person I would lean on if I were you.
Oh,
because I'm going to be like, I'm going to be like this guy. He's fine. He's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
You'll need to find somebody who will be like, he needs to get this kind of help, because I will fight those people. So they better be in for the long haul. For real, dog.
Appreciate that, bro. You support me through Klonopin and all. Off my Klonopin. Pills and on my pills.
Klonopin.
So what else are you going to get into in New York? Do some writing? Some big linkage?
Yeah, probably just... there's a couple like bookstores I want to go to, but mostly just writing, yeah. We're just walking around and trying to think of ideas. More YouTube slop. You know how it is.
Yeah. You trying to write anything bigger? You trying to like write a bigger concept right now, or just
now
more like in the immediate?
I'm trying to write ideas that's going to get money in my fucking pocket. I'm writing content where I'm like, how can I have very fickle fans who will leave me as soon as this shit dries up?
Right.
I'm looking for extremely low risk and incredibly high reward.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Easier than making movies.
I've given up on it.
Writing a movie?
I haven't. Yeah. Well, that was a joke. But at the same time, that it felt good to say. It felt nice to say. No, we've been thinking of various challenges and stuff. Nick's been throwing a lot of great ideas at me. We met up with like two 21-year-old TikTok influencers who gave us a lot of great challenge ideas, and we're going to start doing fake pranks, and we're going to do kind of like a PG or G-rated Mr. Beast kind of thing with various challenges and stuff. Yeah, no, we're very excited about it. And we're just excited. That's where life is going. So we're very, very excited. Nick just got his pay increased to $1.5 million a year. So he's very happy. And we just got we're making our own chocolate bars. We just released a line of clothing for morbidly obese man children. And we are what's our clothing brand called?
Yeah.
It's called, it was named Snuggies at first, but I think we got sued because I think somebody else owned that.
Mm.
What was it?
Forever Me.
It's going to be Forever Me.
That'll be awesome.
We're trying to get it into various kind of like shopping malls and stuff. You want to know, you want to know something fucked up? This is actually not even a joke. I have a shirt in Hot Topic now.
Do you?
I do. Not even joking.
Congratulations, dude. Hunter's
well,
on
I want
topic.
You to I want you to know, dude, that I know that you're not fucking impressed that this is peanuts, right? But if morbidly obese 13-year-old Hunter who bought a Mario zip-up hoodie and would go into Hot Topic and pick up CDs, would pick up Whitechapel shirts, Black Dahlia Murder shirts, Carnifex shirts. If I would be like, hey, by the way, because you know how hyped I was back in the day when I found out that the Unforgivable guy, he had chicken sandwich and waffle fries for free, shirt at Hot Topic, I lost my fucking mind. And now I get to be with him. We're in the Pantheon together. Do you have, oh, here, how about this, Noel? Do you have a shirt at Hot Topic?
I don't, because I don't need it.
No, I think you do. And I think that here's the thing, is that me and the Unforgivable guy, we're in the same Pantheon now.
You are in the same Pantheon, right? You're right. I'm jealous. I'm very jealous.
There's Zeus, Ares, Unforgivable guy, and now Meat Canyon.
Yeah.
Which is very, very cool.
Well, I'm working on a little piece that's going into a little store called Spencer's. I don't know if you're familiar with Spencer's.
If you got merch actually going into Spencer's, I'll kill myself. Because you have to one-up me, dude. Because I want to be by the blacklight posters of like naked goblin women, bongs, shitty gag gifts. I want to be in there too.
Nah, I'm going to be where the real players go. I'm going to have a shirt that says, I'm tall where it counts, above dildos and Spencer's. How about that?
That's pretty good. I actually feel like that would do very well.
Yeah, so.
When are you going to drop a merch line again?
I don't know, bro. I've been working on one, but
You know what fucks me up?
Huh?
Every fucking YouTuber has to drop like fashion lines now. It's not just casual fun clothing. It's like, oh, it's supposed to be like high fancy. Like, I feel like everybody has, which it's nice quality, right? I get it. It's good quality. But at the same time, it's like, who the fuck are we kidding? It's YouTube merch. Like what are we actually trying to compete with? I guess Teddy Fresh, I wouldn't say that's YouTube merch though. I think that's like separated from the actual H3 channel, but I see people do like drops. Yeah. And I'm just, what happened to the day where it's just like a night? Why?
Two things. One, I think a lot of these YouTubers have sold too much merch over time. So their fans are older and they can no longer sell them catchphrases and black t-shirts with referential like media on it.
Yeah, you can actually get you, but and I just want to say real quick, because that's a good interesting thought, is that you can actually go to mekenyon.store and actually find some of that stuff still there if you are a fan of that stuff. Go ahead.
No, you're good. You haven't done a lot of merch, so it's like it's still fun and endearing. But I think a lot of these other YouTubers, they sold too much merchandise and their fans can only own so many black hoodies. So now they have to do this thing where the brand is like dissociative and it, you know, the merchandise can't represent like a younger part of their fans' like period of life. So now they have to like try to elevate with them. But the at the end of the day, it's all printing from the same places. So it's hard to make it unique and actual fashion. Which fashion is kind of cringe anyway, but yeah.
People are too smart with that shit now too. Like YouTubers and the money that goes into it, they know how to like make everything look really nice and like high fashion and make it look like an elegant drop and shit. You know what I mean? They have to be competing with some of the big boys out there, right?
I would argue no. I think some like,
oh, really?
you obviously have like your top like 1% of, you know, whoever sells merchandise, but I don't think all the, how would you describe it? I don't think the presentation's tricking anyone. Like 100 Thieves did some high fashion collabs, like with Gucci, I think, or, some other high fashion, whatever.
Oh, like Versace or some shit.
And I just think that, I think that was after they went public, but that to me completely misses the point. Like, people who liked 100 Thieves in the beginning like gamers. Like, they don't fucking,
right.
I don't know. They're not trying to buy high fashion. So I don't know if this like weird veneer of like, this is a fashion brand really works. I personally, I think some people would look at the merchandise like I've put out and said like it falls in this category.
Yeah, I think you're just a trendy guy. I think there's a difference between people that just have good, or just like, I like wear this shit. I mean, I don't know. There can be no wrong with making the quality of your stuff better, that's longer lasting. Because all this other shit that's from these, you know, all these other websites or whatever, where like the print falls off in a month,
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah,
isn't good. But I don't know.
No, I hear what you're saying. I think it's always like a weird thing when, you know, fucking a Minecraft YouTuber has like a all white minimalist website and they're like, buy my
like, I have a clothing drop. The fall collection is out. They list it like that. The fall collection is here. But you know, dude, if they're making fucking money on it, then I guess good for them.
Yeah, I'm an idiot and I like fashion in some capacity. So I'm a moron and I do limited prints and I try to like have themes.
All right, dude.
And branding. And really, if I just put out a shirt that says I'm tall where it counts, I'd probably sell a lot more units.
You ironically would probably do very well. You'd be like in Walmart, you'd get like all these like big deals being in all these different stores.
Yeah,
I bet you anything there's a shirt already that says I'm tall where it counts. I don't think I've ever. Is this your website here? Is this your website?
It is.
Say Miller's.
MillerFPO.com. I don't know.
Miller FPO. What does FPO stand for?
For placement only.
For placement only. Okay. This is nice stuff, dude.
It's all right. Well, this one didn't really turn out how I imagined it, but.
No, whatever, dude. Shut up. It's good.
It's all right. It's all right. We don't have to.
Animation at the bottom's cute.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Can you scroll up a little bit? Yeah, I would get it's incredible how good these deals are too. All extremely affordable, well priced, marketed fairly, quality, yeah, clothing. Like I don't know.
I don't price it,
Nick,
for gouge.
Nick, can you go on Noah's website and just get two of everything real quick? Thanks, man.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, no problem, man. Just helping a homie out.
Yeah, no, thanks, appreciate dude. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't want to slander what I've done. We had a lot of fun making it. I don't know. With merchandising, I have a weird relationship with it, and my goal is not ever to do like a bazillion units. I don't know.
Mine is, dude. Mine is.
I know. Maybe I should change my goals.
I just want to make as much money as I possibly can and be the greediest little pig I possibly can be. Can I be honest, dude? Will the people get mad to hear that I release a fucking shirt to try and pay my tax bill? That I release a shirt to try to pay for a yacht in France or Italy or in France? I don't know where. I don't really think that a French yacht is probably very an Italian yacht.
No, because I think I think people would love to see you on a yacht.
I would love to see me on a yacht.
Yeah, I think people would love to elevate you to that status, yacht level hunter.
If I was able to pay for a yacht, I'd be able to pay for liposuction too. I'd pay for liposuction. I'd pay for fake abs, fake muscles, like all the
synthol.
What is it called? Synthol. I'd pay to have a synthol injected body. And I'd just be tanned all over. And I'd do my podcast remotely from my yacht. And I would own a castle.
That actually would be awesome to see you completely change your look. But you still, like, you take the laziest approach to it. Like you just have other people cut you up and farm shit out and put other things in.
Yeah, I really don't want to move. I mean, by the time that I get all the fat out of my body, I'm actually so weak. Like my body has no way of actually standing on its own. So then I pay people to move me around like a fucking giant puppet, I'm on wires.
Yeah.
And they move for me. Yeah. Or I could just cut off everything and put my brain in a supercomputer and I become a robot.
Then you'd be like, you'd almost be like the Emperor in Warhammer 40K, which would be really cool.
That's true. I'd be like that one dude who's like paraplegic or something and got that Neuralink in his head, and he was able to stay up all night playing Civ 6.
Yeah, which honestly,
did you read about that?
What a fucking dude! If I could play 14 hours of Civ 6 straight in a bed without moving my arms, if I could just use my mind. Insane.
Yeah. Game over. Definitely.
No fucker.
Life is done, dude.
Game.
Especially if you were like a super, super rich guy, you'd be able to just probably like pay people to come and clean you. You could just have your eyes rolled into the back of your head playing Minecraft.
Yeah. I'd be playing Civ. I'd be playing Civ. And yeah, I'd hook me in, farm my semen, farm the milk coming out of my tits. All that.
Do you think that they would farm your semen? Do you think that's like a thing? Is there semen farms where men are illegally held and they milk them and try to drain them of their semen?
No, but Nick's
shaking
his
head yes.
That will be the future.
Nick was already shaking his head yes. Where do you think that happens, Nick?
Guatemala.
Guatemala? They do it in Guatemala?
No way they do it in Guatemala.
Why do they do it in Guatemala?
No, there's no regulations there.
There's no regulations there. Okay. All right. Well, that's apparently all you need to farm male semen.
What are you saying, Nick? You're just saying that Guatemala is permanently
He has no way of hearing you, so he's living in his own bliss right now.
Like, it's just martial law in Guatemala.
Have you ever went to a sperm bank and donated sperm?
Me, nah. I'm not tall enough.
Oh, so they're just like, we don't want the genetically impure to come in here?
Yeah, they don't want dirty milk.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I see. That's why I was rejected, too.
They don't want no shorties. No shorties at the sperm bank, dude. Got to be a tall white male.
What fucking sperm bank are you going to? The dude, Aryan Brotherhood sperm bank?
Yeah, I'm going to the Bullseye sperm bank.
Yeah. here you go. Do you have to be a certain height or weight? No, you do need to meet height or weight. You do not need to meet height or weight requirements in order to become a sperm donor.
Oh,
most sperm banks prefer ages 18 to 35. You're right there, dude. Or you're maybe just a little too out of that. You're 42. Most sperm banks clients prefer to have taller children. And some are willing to pay more for a donor that is 6 feet tall. Hell yeah, dude. I love that.
Yeah. So, you know what it is, man? They won't deny your little shorty semen, but will people pay for it? It's probably a discounted stuff.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Your jizz is getting thrown away.
Yeah.
Like they probably give your jizz like a 2 month life cycle. And they're like, no one's buying this shit. And they just take like the fucking little orange medicine bottle full of your cum and just like throw it in the garbage can.
Nah, man. They don't even do that. They just have like it's similar to the Walmart like discount DVD pile. Like it's just that. It's just got some dry ice in there with all the bins, and it's like discount semen.
Just fish your hand around in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I heard go ahead.
I was gonna say if you're early to it, you know, if you're a smart shopper, maybe you get there at like 7 AM right when they open, and you can fish out like a 5'9" or a 5'10" before anyone else does.
5'11", 5'11".
Yep. Yep.
Do they freeze your sperm when you save it?
Yeah, I think it's
because I always pictured when I heard it was frozen like that, I thought about like one of those long scientist tubes, what the fuck am I thinking of? It's like not a syringe, but it's like a little IV tube or something like that. You know what I mean?
You talk about in like
or
a
something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Like they store it in that. Remember in Jurassic Park, whenever the guy has the Bristol can and he opens it up and there's like all those like dinosaur DNA in there. I imagine that it was human cum and it's stored like that. And I thought it was fucked up because when I was younger too, I thought they were like those Flintstone push pops. And they would literally do that and you would just, when you wanted it, you just right up there.
Put them in straws.
They put them in straws.
I'm not even kidding. They're sperm straws.
They're sperm straws. And what is the doctor just like put it in, just blow it in?
Fucking Nick.
That's insane.
Fucking Nick. They keep them in straws.
He was very adamant that they do keep them on straws.
I mean, they wouldn't be able to.
There's no way that you can sit there and be like. I would like to take this sperm home, please. Right. Like at the sperm bank, do they put it in the stuff there? Do they put it in your gutty works there or no?
It depends. They do have like procedures where they do it in the clinic, but then there's also like you could buy it and they'll ship it to you in like a.
They Amazon Prime your sperm to you.
There's a canister, like a huge
canister. All right. If I was a woman and I was getting sperm, I'd probably just be like, yeah, put it in me at the bank. I want it fresh in this oven. You know what I mean? Ain't got time for that bread to rise. We gotta bake this bitch quick. Is what I would say.
Hell yeah.
Freezing sperm in short straws reduces storage space and allows transport in dry ice. There you go, dude. You know.
Wow.
How much sperm have you donated? You must have donated a lot of sperm. You don't come in the straw, do you? Do you come in the straw?
Nah, you come in a little dish.
So you come in a little dish and then they move your sperm from the dish into a straw. That'd be a rough job, dude.
Yeah.
Playing around with other people's stinky ass cum and put them into like weird pixie dust straws or whatever.
Yeah, you got to pour it manually.
That's what I'm saying. How else are you going to do it? There's not a fucking robot that does it. You know what I mean? You're going to precise precision.
Yeah, you got to baby bird it into the straw.
Yeah, you put it in your mouth. And you throw it up into the straw.
You actually got to do it yourself for $50. You want that $50 fee for donating?
Yeah. Yeah, you're trying to hit your quota for like 100 straws a day or something like that. That wouldn't be a bad gig.
If you
could mentally get past the idea of putting semen into a straw from your mouth into the deal and you got paid $50 per straw, if you got that shit down to a science, are you kidding me? You'd be fucking making bank. They'd probably go bankrupt trying to pay your ass.
Mm. I don't like the way you say your ass, like it's going to be me in there.
I did direct that at you, and I'm sorry. That was throwing it right at you, and I didn't mean to do that.
You're spitting in my face with that one.
Yes. Spitting. Stop spitting in my face with that, please.
Well, everyone, thank you for listening. From this point forward, we're just cutting the shit. All right, we're not in the same place, and we're not going to keep pretending we're in the same place. I think I'll probably continue for now to tap in by way of the this fucking tech opera background we got here with my Hunter piece. Hunt, I don't know, what do you think you're gonna do? You just call in from your PC?
Yeah, and I'll probably just do my room with my little deal. It's a little more comfortable in there.
Because, guys, at the end of the day, the show is just two dudes catching up. It's two dudes vibing. It's just two dudes vibing from different parts of the country.
That's what makes this show unique.
Yeah.
You don't see that a lot on the podcast charts, you know?
You don't really see two guys vibing on a podcast. You don't really get to see much of that.
No, unfortunately.
Yeah. So
yeah.
We're just here to put down for two guys vibing. Two creative geniuses vibing. Two future creative genius billionaires vibing, soon to own a yacht each.
The day I'm able to buy my yacht is the day you will never hear from me again. And it's the day that I will say fuck my fans and I will sail away into the sunset and live my life as a synthol lord on my new yacht. I want that to be completely transparent. It should not be a surprise when it happens.
Yeah.
So one day when they're like, he really changed, you know,
you're right.
Really changed on his fans. I'm going to be like, yeah, dude. Oh, that's real fucking surprising. Fake fan is what I would say. Fake fan. I just people would be happy for me.
That's pretty awesome to like blow up, tell your fans, fuck you. And then any fans that are upset, you
fake fan.
Yeah, you punish them.
Yeah. You punish them by being like, you obviously weren't there for like the real times, is what I'd say. So fake fan.
And all your real fans would be like, dude, you're not a real fan for continuing to send him money direct deposit out of your paycheck.
I'm still on his Patreon.
Yeah.
I use Patreon. The Patreon is all converted now to yacht gas. It's all yacht fuel now.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.